Welcome to the hit show Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Welcome, everyone. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and you are listening to Heart Center Talk Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. During the next hour, we'll be experiencing together an opportunity to open our hearts and minds as we explore an interesting concept, a New Age subject that is very awesome, in my opinion. On alternate Wednesdays on Heart Center Talk Radio, we host a gifted author, teacher, artist, or a mystic to share his or her wisdom with us that may be just exactly what we require right now today to help us on our spiritual journey of light and love. The Heart Center Talk Radio is sponsored by the Heart Center Movement, a worldwide spiritual community. Within our community, we experience new teachings and solar sciences that the Ascended Masters, these divine beings who have moved into higher worlds of light and love, teach us and share with us today for our illumination and our victorious ascent in our soul to the spiritual realms. We can learn these keys to truly transform our lives. Now, our subject today is solar yoga, and that includes the practice of solar gazing. It's an ancient spiritual practice lost to science eons ago, which is now coming back to earth because of the work of a number of individuals, yet primarily one amazing gentleman that I am privileged to welcome today, Hira Ratan Manek. And thank you, and many consider him to be the world leader in the sun gazing movement. He rediscovered the secrets of solar gazing and has been sharing them throughout the world for the past 22 years. So, welcome, Hira.
Yo, thank you.
Now, can you just briefly tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to discover or rediscover this sacred science, and then how you have promulgated this teaching throughout the world?
Well, primarily, my education is a mechanical engineer. And then later, I was spices businessman. And then my business went into crisis somewhere in 94-95. And then I was doing research on old texts. And I came across this solar gazing or sun gazing or solar yoga or what we in India commonly call Surya Namaskar. I went deep into it and got interested, practiced myself, and then I found some essence in it and some success, especially for my health. Then I put it before the local medical college doctors, and they showed interest in it, and things went on, and that is how this practice is now in the world. And I have traveled to 120 countries outside India. The entire American continent, each and every country I have visited at least two or three times. I have a lot of fans in USA, Canada, Mexico, and South American countries like Argentina, Chile, Peru, and all. This practice you will find in many old textbooks, not only of India, but also belonging to American countries, also in Greece, also in Ukraine, also in Bulgaria, and some parts of France also.
Wonderful. Well, I understand that once you started practicing, you learned that you can actually solar gaze, beginning with just a few seconds a day, and add a little bit more until you get to the point where after 45 minutes you lose your appetite. So tell us about your journey through solar gazing and some of the stages and what happens at these stages and how important they are for our own mental, emotional, and spiritual development.
See, losing appetite is only a byproduct of this practice. This practice is mainly for perfect health of mind, body, and spirit. This is the highest computer science which our ancestors were practicing. Our brain is a supercomputer, and I have named it as Brainuter, a supercomputer. It's a hardware that we are all possessing it. And we have a software, lot of inner powers which nature has given us inside us, which we are unable to use it, which we are unable to awaken it. So we have a hardware, we have a software. Then our mind, which decides things, that is a combination of keyboard and the mouse, and sunlight is the power supply or energy to the brain. Unfortunately, nowadays, we humans remain away from the sun. We never look at the sun. Accidentally, some light falls on our eyes, goes to the brain, and our brain gets very low voltage, and that is the reason why we are using very little of the brain. But if we change our mindset, understand the powers of the sun, understand the safety times at which we have to do this practice, then slowly our brain will get activated, all our inner powers will come out, and in that process, we will first get the perfect health for the mind. We will then get perfect health for our body, and then we will be spiritually uplifted all by ourselves. We don't require any guru to teach us these things. We are our own guru. The guru is within everyone. We are bringing out our own guru. And so the sun gazing practice has become very popular. This is an age-old practice. I have no claim that I have discovered it. I only rediscovered. I am just reviving it, what was practiced many years back, not only in India, but in many parts of American continent like Peru, Bolivia, Uruguay, then Argentina, Chile, then also in some parts of Europe like Bulgaria, Ukraine, Greece, and so on. So this is a practice which is primary for the perfect health of mind, body, and spirit, and losing appetite or remaining without food is only a byproduct. So my stress is only on the health of the human body, perfect health for mind, body, and spirit by this practice. And one has to start very slowly, practice during the safe hours of the sun, and the science agrees that whenever ultraviolet index of the sun is less than 2, it never harms the eye. Actually, it is a medicine for the eye. And 1 hour from sunrise, 1 hour before sunset, any part on earth, at any part of the year, the ultraviolet index is always zero. Sometimes it may shoot up, but it is always less than 2. And we have so many websites on internet. Every country now projects this UV index of their local areas, and one can easily find out the UV index of that area by just surfing on the internet. There are gadgets also available. There are UV watches also available. So there is no difficulty in ascertaining that the ultraviolet index is less than 2. And I have seen in USA that many newspapers give out the UV index for the whole day or even for 5 days, hour to hour, that is published in the newspapers. So whenever ultraviolet is less than 2, it is safe for the eye to look at the sun. It is not only safe but healthier for the eye. And when you look at the sun, you are getting photons, which is 10% positive energy from the sun. All light sources give out photons, even electrical bulbs, electrical lights, any light source, but all these energies have positive and negative aspects. But the photons from the sun are 100% positive. And so when we talk of amrut or nectar or elixir, it is these photons from the sun. We all miss these photons because we never look at the sun. And only our eyes can receive the photons, no other part of the body. And that is why we have to look at the sun. Unfortunately, blind people are deprived of this benefit. So, sorry. These eyes receive the photons. And we have to look at the sun, and we have to take safety of the eyes also, because eyes is a very delicate part of the body and at the same time very important part of the body. So my suggestion is always, as far as possible, stand erect, ground yourself on Mother Earth, be barefoot, free from grass, on good warm soil, or at least dry soil or dry sand, and look at the sun first day, not more than 10 seconds. That is the maximum permissible. 1 second here and there is okay. Even our present mobile phones, cell phones can be adjusted for that. Or even we can have a small prayer and know its timing. It's not very strictly 10 seconds, but just somewhere near 10 seconds. That is the first day's practice. You can do it either in the morning, first hour of the sun, or late hour of the sun. That is in the evening. Next day you go for 20 seconds. Like that, every day you go on increasing. Doesn't matter if some days are lost due to bad weather or some happenings in life. It's not a must that every day you have to do it.
Okay, Hira.
Do it when it is possible.
Wonderful. You've explained it pretty well so far. Unfortunately, we have to take our first commercial intermission. We'll be back. This is Heart Center Talk Radio. David Christopher Lewis interviewing HRM from all the way from India, Hira Ratan Manek. And later in our program, we're going to have an amazing testimonial from Wayne Purden, who I'll just let him explain it. So stay tuned. You're listening again.
Who draws the crowd and plays so loud? Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
So we're back on Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis interviewing HRM Hira Ratan Manek from India, and he's been speaking to us about solar gazing, this ancient practice that affects our health, vitality, well-being, both spiritually, mentally, physically, and emotionally. So he was explaining how to do solar gazing, and we had to take our first break. So Hira, could you continue where you left off about starting with 10 seconds and adding 10 seconds a day, looking directly at the sun? It's safe the first hour after sunrise and the last hour before sunset. So take us through the remainder of what you were sharing, please.
Yeah, like increasing 10 seconds every day whenever it is possible, you have to reach 44 or 45 minutes, and then your brain gets a lot of energy. Meanwhile, in that process, as you advance doing this practice, as I told earlier, the first benefit is for the mind, the health of the mind, because the neurons in the brain, they regenerate, they get strengthened. The usual belief is that as we age, when we go beyond 40, these neurons, the cells in the brain, die out, become less in number, get weakened. So we have old age problems, we get Alzheimer, we get Parkinson, and so on. But with this practice, the neurons, it is proved scientifically also now, these neurons get regenerated, they become more in number, they get more strength. And so old age effects are not seen. And one is guaranteed against Alzheimer or Parkinson happening in the old age. That is the greatest benefit. Then depression. We all have stress in life. We all suffer problems. Problems are part of life. That will be always there. But stress or strain or depression that we get due to this problem, that will never happen. Our mind will be always steady, stable, peaceful. And so we can overcome any problem. So the biggest benefit of this sun gazing is people can be free from depression. They can never get depression in spite of anything happening in life. And as you advance, say roughly between 3 months, 6 months, lot of energy comes to the body. When you look through the eyes, you are getting lot of vitamin A. when you are in the sun, your body is also getting sunlight on your body and you get a lot of vitamin D. And the latest medical science now says that all diseases like cancer, AIDS, anything that happens because of the lack of vitamin D and vitamin A, instead of taking vitamin D pills, which are chemically bound, which are a lot of chemicals, here we get vitamin D directly from the sun. And the body is so powerful that excess of vitamin automatically gets converted into calcium and all. So it gives good health to our eyes also. Now, vitamin A, when we look at the sun, we get it. That is good for the eyes also. Moreover, the rays from the sun are nothing but a laser treatment. Nowadays, eyes are treated with laser. What is laser? It's a beam of light manufactured artificially in the laboratory. Here you are getting directly from the sun. When I was in South America, I saw some pyramids in Argentina and all those places where the roofs had little holes through which sunlight falls on the ground. And below this, people will go and sleep and expose their eyes, so even cataracts get cured. We hear of Egyptian pyramids, but in South American countries, right from Mexico down, every village has a lot of pyramids. And these pyramids are nothing but healing our health. Inside the pyramid, there is a lot of concentration of health. There are different types of pyramids. If you travel to South American countries, you will find a lot of them. And people are using it to heal their bodies. So, once you reach like this 45 minutes, that is the end of it, because your brain is getting fully charged, it is fully activated, then you lessen 1 minute every day, because everything has a limit. We can't do excess. Slow and steady wins the race. Haste makes waste. So slowly you come, reduce 1 minute. Increasing is only 10 seconds, but reducing is 1 minute a day. You come back to 15 minutes, and this 15 minutes you have to do it lifetime whenever possible. Even if you miss a day or two or even few days together, doesn't matter. You never restart this practice again. Even if you are left for months together, you just start from where you have left. That is the biggest benefit. Another benefit is it does not restrict that you should be a vegetarian or a non-vegetarian. Anybody can do it. It does not restrict to any religion. It has no restrictions. It has no dress code or anything. Only thing is, you have to look at the sun, and the only condition is, you must not have doubts on the powers of the sun. You should not be suspicious. Without doubts and suspicions, if you do this practice, it gives all the benefits, perfect health of mind, body and spirit, totally cost-free, totally guru-free, totally restriction-free, totally left at your convenience. That is the best part of it. And that is why it is now popular all over the world. And recently in Croatia, they have made a beautiful website in their language. And there are a lot of fans practicing this in the old Yugoslavia region.
Wonderful. So it's a very simple thing if you follow the formula that you've shared with us. Now, you know, a lot of people in the West wear sunglasses, and I've been trying to tell people that they should not wear them unless they absolutely have to. What do you think about sunglasses? Are they, should we throw...
Sunglasses are actually harming it, because light, our eyes depend on the light from the sun. So by wearing sunglasses, you are missing the photons that are coming from the sun. And so health of the eyes is lost. Sunglasses, I will advise everyone not to have it at all.
Yeah, I got rid of mine, and I don't like them. No, so what happens on a day when you don't have sunlight? Let's say that it's cloudy all day, can you still sun gaze? And do you kind of look where the sun would be? Or what do you do on a day that, you know, in areas on the earth where there's not as much sunlight.
Yeah, where there is no sunlight, or when there is cloudy weather, you don't get that much benefits when the weather is clear. It is not the clear sun or the full sun or the shining sun that is required. Sun seen through the clouds,
mm-hmm.
even a little of it is enough. What we are, the aim of this practice is, if I see the sun, even a feeble sun, even a little sun, then you get the photons. Our aim is to get the photons for the eyes. Eyes receive it, goes to the brain, and it is this medicine which our dormant brain requires. Once more and more photons reach the brain, brain gets activated, then lot of hidden powers that we are all gifted right from birth, they come out, they play out, and in that process, automatically, ordinary human being lifts himself higher and higher and becomes a superhuman being. It's a very simple practice.
Very simple. So I understand that you have been tested after you reach that point where, you know, the 45 minutes, you've actually been tested and scientifically in laboratories or in a controlled condition where you did not eat. In other words, you fasted for over 400 days. So this is a science. It's not something that is woo-woo, new age, without the backing of scientific proof. Tell us more about that experience, and you've done it more than once, haven't you?
Yes, I was examined, because the medical science has no gadget or any laboratory test to test the peace of the mind or what all things are changing. So they just banged on fasting, whether you are able to lose appetite. The another aspect that was examined in USA was about the strengthening of the pineal gland. Now pineal gland is becoming very interested for medical science also. So these two things only medical science is able to judge it. So I was examined here in India first by medical doctors for 211 days. I fasted only on water. Then another major experiment took place in 2000-2001 in Ahmedabad, a place far away from my home, where I was, I had to live along with a team of 21 doctors, turn by turn, few doctors were with me. My family was also not allowed, they were allowed to visit occasionally. And there I successfully completed 411 days. And then I was invited to USA, and there a project funded by NASA through the two universities, Thomas Jefferson, University of Pennsylvania, they examined me, but their experiment was mostly on the development of the pineal gland. Whatever it is, this experiment that happened with me made me more and more popular, and I was invited to different countries, and I was able to travel to 120 countries. I have covered each and every country on the American continent, each and every country in Europe, each and every country in the old Soviet Union, the Gulf countries, the Far East countries like Indonesia, Vietnam, and all those countries. And people are taking it. It requires only little faith. If you go by the modern science, the doctors preaching, never look at the sun, then you miss the bus. You miss the benefits. That is what I tell the people. I tell them this is totally cost-free. Take advantage of it. You have nothing to lose. Many people look at sunrise or sunset. And there are spots, especially I have seen in Arizona and Texas and all sunrise spots, sunset spots. People look at the sunrise or sunset. So I tell them this is the same practice. If you can look at TV or computer for hours together, which actually harm your eyes, why not you look at the sun for a few seconds?
Awesome.
And people believe it and do it.
Great. Well, we're coming up on our next commercial break here. I'm David Christopher Lewis interviewing HRM Hira Ratan Manak from India. And after our intermission here, I'm going to be getting an individual on the phone who has an amazing story. So stay tuned. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. Back in just a few minutes. Welcome back. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis and HRM from India. I'd like to ask another individual who has tested the science of solar gazing to come on with us now. His name is Wayne Purdon. He lives in the Phoenix, Arizona area of the United States, and he has a pretty amazing story. So, Wayne, are you there?
Hi, David. Thanks for inviting me to tell my story. Yeah, sun yoga has helped me tremendously in the last 11 years. In June of 2003, I was diagnosed with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, or CLL, and I had a white blood cell count of 21,000. And my lymph nodes were swollen, and I had bloody noses. Now, the normal white blood cell count is 5,000 to 10,000. So I was pretty disturbed, and I immediately started looking at alternative healing techniques. And around the end of June, I heard a heart from Mighty Victory through the messenger Mark Prophet from September of 1967, and I'd like to read a quote from that heart stream. He said, "You are not limited, but limitless. The miracle of life is the pulsation of the sun's rays as a marvelous potion, as a lotion, that will bathe the body and the mind and the being of man and wipe away from the consciousness all that sense of doubt and fear and tribulation and human mischief and produce in its place the God realization that I am victory." That's the end of the quote. So I was really inspired by this message, and I began to gaze at the sun and to sunbathe every day. But after a few weeks, doubts crept into my mind that sun gazing might be harmful, might harm my vision. So I stopped for a while. And about a year later, I heard about HRM's safe sun gazing method, and I started anew, this time following HRM's method of adding 10 seconds a day and only sun gazing during safe hours. And I also sunbathed and drank sun-charged water and walked barefoot on sun-warm sand. So I did the whole sun yoga trip. And the first change I noticed after just a few days of sun gazing was that I wasn't concerned as much about finding a cure for my CLL. So Mighty Victory's words were true, that sunlight wiped away a sense of doubt and fear, even the fear of death. At this time, before I was sun gazing, I was constantly thinking about my CLL and how to find a cure for it. But after I sun gazed, I would go for days without even thinking about the CLL. And over the course of the next 10 months, my blood tests, I had monthly blood tests, and they showed a gradual improvement in my white blood cell count and other markers, till eventually they were close to normal, close to 10,000. And since that time, my count pretty much hasn't changed in the last 9 years.
So do you consider yourself, and do the doctors consider yourself, completely leukemia free now?
Well, I think if you're in remission for more than 5 years, if you're not progressing for more than 5 years, even though the white blood cell count and other markers aren't completely normal, that you're considered cured. And I certainly consider myself cured. And I'm healthier now than I was before I got leukemia.
So I understand you actually moved from Montana to Arizona because Arizona has, what is it, like 330 days of direct sunlight every day, and it's the perfect place to live if you'd like to solar gaze, right?
Right. I think HRM advises people to move to Arizona because there's so much sunlight here.
Aha. Okay. Great. So what are some of the other benefits you've seen? I mean, have you noticed some of what HRM has shared in terms of just inner peace or mental stability and certain faculties that may be of intuition that you may have developed too? How's that working for you?
Yeah, before I go into the mental and spiritual benefits, I had some other physical benefits. Like, I found that I needed less sleep, and I lost my food cravings, and my eyesight improved. I went, after I started sun gazing, I went to see the eye doctor every year, and every year since I've been sun gazing, the eye doctor's prescribed a weaker prescription. They said my eyes were getting better.
Did you tell them you were solar gazing, or did they ask you what you were doing?
Well, most of the time I didn't tell them, but one time I told the eye doctor that I was gazing at the sun. He said, "You should never do that. You'll go blind."
Well, he didn't know what he was talking about, because obviously he hasn't studied it like HRM and you have. That's the lie, unfortunately, of Materia Medica in the West. And fortunately, we have those enlightened ones who are bringing the science back to us. So what else can you tell us about your experience?
Yeah, besides the physical benefits, I noticed there was an increase in the fire of my spirit that gave me more ambition to fulfill my life purpose as a writer. Soon after I started sun gazing, I began to do more writing. And since then, I've written over 200 articles. I've written 6 books. 3 of them are about the sun. The Solution, which deals mainly with sun yoga. And there's a couple of children's books, The Children of the Sun, it's a collection of short stories, and Pharaoh of the Sun, which is a historical novel about Akhenaten, who also practiced sun gazing and tried to start a solar civilization.
Wonderful. Well, speaking of that that free book that you, or that book that you created, you've been generous in offering our listeners today a free ebook, The Solution, Solution, Laying the Foundation for a Solar Civilization. And it's by you, with help from Jeanette Wallen, and it's a 4-CD audiobook containing over 4.5 hours of profound insights and knowledge based on your practice and your research over these last 9 years. So one free copy will go to someone selected randomly from those who sign up to request this gift at heartscentertalkradio.com. That's Hearts Center, plural, Hearts, plural, no apostrophe, Center, heartscentertalkradio.com. So you can check it out online, and maybe you'll be the one to receive Wayne's gracious gift. So have you ever noticed any problem at all with your eyesight since you started solar gazing, Wayne? Or, I mean, you've said that the is it an ophthalmologist or has said that your eyesight's improving because your prescription's getting better and better every year, but have you noticed any problem whatsoever?
No. In fact, when I go to the eye doctors, I ask them to specifically test to see if I have the beginnings of eye diseases like macular degeneration or cornea, and they tell me that there's no indication of those diseases.
So they're looking with their instruments directly at your eyes. They're not seeing any damage, although the doctor said don't look directly at the sun, you can ruin your eyes, and yet you're a living example of what HRM has taught, and they're not listening to you. So I don't know, what can we do with Western science? I guess we just go on doing what we're doing, right?
Right.
Yeah. Now, does your whole family solar gaze? Are you the only one? I understand you have two daughters. What about your wife and your two daughters?
Yeah, Julie sun gazes, and you know, I have two teenage daughters, and they do yoga. Well, they do hatha yoga, and they do sun gazing or sun yoga at times, but not as much as Julie and I.
Okay. Well, I understand there's a master from Bulgaria who taught in France named Omram Mikhail Ivanhoff, who recommends being at the sunrise to meditate, and actually being there at the dawn, which is a half hour before the sunrise, and meditating in silence and receiving the beneficial instruction from the sun, who he considers to be a living being, and also the other divine beings that actually live on the sun. And this may sound a little strange to some of our audience, but you know, sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. So I've actually said in the past that he recommended solar gazing, and I've been corrected by some of his disciples. He recommended meditation at the sunrise. It's a little different than direct solar gazing as HRM teaches it. However, I think both are complementary, and there's a lot of wisdom that we can gain from this. And of course, the increase in the size of the pineal gland, as has been demonstrated in HRM directly by science through scans, is amazing. And thank you, Wayne. I'm going to ask HRM Hira to get back on the call now. Tell us about what happened to your pineal gland, because you mentioned the pineal gland, which most scientists say, you know, shrivels up as we age, and they don't really understand the dynamics of it or what its purpose is. But I think you've proven something in your own life. Tell us about this experience, Hira.
Yeah, pineal gland, so far it was believed that as we age, it shrinks. It was even for years considered an obsolete part of the body. But now pineal gland is the most important part of the body. Our life depends on the pineal gland, and with this sunlight, pineal gland gets activated, it becomes larger and larger, it can be measured even by medical science through their gazettes and everything. And now pineal gland is becoming very important, a very interesting subject. As people get more interested in sun gazing, and even medical science is getting more interested, that this is the only way to activate the pineal gland. And if pineal gland gets activated, then we can live longer also. That person, if our average age is say about 100, maybe we may live for 150 or 200 years, as we hear that our ancestors lived even for 1,000 years, 2,000 years, and so on. And so, as this pineal gland gets strengthened, slowly your breathing process also slows down. And when breathing process slows down, at present we breathe, say, 15 or 20 times in a minute. Our quota of life, gets exhausted. But with this pineal gland getting strengthened, our breathing also will come down, say 10 times or even 8 in a minute. And then if our breathing in and out is less and less in a minute, we can live longer and longer. There is one tortoise which breathes only 3 times in a minute, and it lives for 1,000 years.
Wonderful.
1,200 years, and its pineal gland is very powerful. That is what it is seen in scientific experiment. So now, the whole concentration of medical science is on to know what pineal gland is. Even at present, science knows very little about the pineal gland. But our old texts spread all over the world, they speak a lot about the pineal gland. And the pineal gland point is in the toe, both the toes of our feet. So even if we press there, the pineal gland also gets activated.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, we're going to have to take our final commercial break now. This is Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, and I'm interviewing HRM, Hira Ratan Manak from India, and we've had Wayne Purden on our show. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Ornam.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Well, we're back with Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and we've been talking about solar gazing, or what's also known as Surya Yoga. Surya being the sun god of Hinduism. Now, on August 31st and September 7th, and just a short time here, we have an opportunity for you to learn more about the sun. And there's a Meru University course called Heliosophy, Helios Sophia, Sun Wisdom for the Crystal Age, and Ralph Rotz, an instructor from South Africa, who's an expert on Rudolf Steiner, will be sharing with us some of his wisdom, and we can learn how humanity's alignment with the solar stream of divine wisdom flowing from the great central sun is assisting us in a gradual awakening and creating an accelerated dawning of a new world view. Ralph will present this overview on solar wisdom, and we invite you to join us as we gain a wider paradigm of this understanding of the new solar dawn that is transpiring right now across the earth. And much of it, I believe, is based on what HRM, Hira, is teaching us. So you can register at meruuniversity.org, or you can go to heartcenter.org and click on the link for Meru University and join us for this amazing opportunity to learn about heliosophy. Helios being, of course, the name of the sun god and the Greek pantheon of gods. So we have also another opportunity. In the Heart Center movement, we celebrate at the solstices and equinoxes because we celebrate these pivotal points of the Earth's position in relation to the sun. So on December 18th through the 21st in San Diego, California, we will have an opportunity for you to experience an amazing alchemical life shift where the 12 archangels and their archei, or their complements, will resurrect 12 temple fountains of Lemuria around the world. And this is happening on the etheric or the spiritual plane around the world. And this resurrection of these temple fountains is a great event in Earth's history. And we invite you to be there. So you can check out heartcenter.org and find out more about this wonderful winter solstice celebration in San Diego, in a little suburb called Vista. So details at heartcenter.org. Now, also, Wayne Purden, who shared with us earlier, has a newsletter called the Sun Gazette. And you can click on sunlightenment.com, sunlightenment.com, and participate in what Wayne continues to share on a regular basis of his knowledge of sun gazing, solar yoga, and of how you can learn more yourself, and some of what he's researched that he's put into his books and his audiobooks. So back now to Hira. Hira, yeah. What would you tell the listening audience today to do to change and transform their life that's different than what they're hearing through medical science? And what would you encapsulate in your primary message to share with our audience today?
My message to audience is that if you want cost health, if you want perfect health for mind, body, and spirit, then this solar yoga or sun gazing is the only alternative. Medical science may say so many things. It is left to your beliefs. Belief is required to enter into any practice. But this practice does not cost you anything, and you have nothing to lose. So, for better life, peaceful life, especially for the health of the mind, nowadays we have a lot of stress, strain, depression, due to problems in life. If you want to avoid that, if you want to get a freedom from that, then this sun gazing is the best practice. And sun gazing gives you real freedom. You want to be independent, you want to be enjoy really life, you want to live peacefully. If you want total peace in life, then this practice offers you everything.
Awesome. Well, It's been a privilege and a blessing to all of us, our listening audience, to Wayne and me, to have you on our program all the way from India through the magic of Skype. So, Hira, we are grateful for your example, your mission, your teaching, your free presentation. You've given so many presentations across the world. You've traveled all over the world. And on behalf of everyone who has benefited from your personal life example and what you have done to bring this ancient practice and this divine magic, really, back to the world through your life, we are so grateful and we honor you and we pledge to do our best to follow what you've shared with us and get up early before sunrise and stay tuned to the magic that comes from the sun. So thank you so much for being with us. We bless you. And in closing, I'd like to simply say that in 2 weeks, I will be sharing more about this other master I mentioned, Omran Mikhail Ivanhoff, who was born in Bulgaria but taught in France for almost 50 years. He was a philosopher, a teacher, an alchemist, a mystic. Some claim him to be a mage or a magus. And he was an astrologer and a prolific speaker. And there's many, many books in French and English and other languages that have been published as a result of his lectures in the 20th century and now the 21st century. So I will have as my special guest Penelope Vernet, who is the one who translates much of what he has shared from French into English and produces the Daily Meditations book that many of us use. So that'll be on August 13th, and I invite you to stay tuned. Now, next week on August 6th, I will have the privilege of sharing with you much on the topic of sunflowers, which are amazing solar energy gatherers. And my wife and I love to plant and watch sunflowers grow. They turn toward the sun, and just to give you a little inkling, they've even recently discovered that sunflowers can actually help to transmute the effects of radiation, like Chernobyl radiation, Fukushima radiation. These sunflowers are amazing plants, amazing beings who have divine intelligence, and of course, many of us love sunflower seeds, and we love looking at sunflowers, yet I think there's a little bit more to these amazing little, maybe not so little, beings called sunflowers. And we're going to talk about the magic and the mystical nature of sunflowers next week. So I am David Christopher Lewis. You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. It's been a privilege being with you. I hope you learned something today. And if anything, just go out and test sun gazing. Don't be fearful. Follow the guidelines and the parameters that HRM has shared. Start out with 10 seconds. Look directly at the sun and then add 10 seconds a day. You have nothing to fear if you do it at the first hour after the sunrise and not after that. Just the first hour or the last hour before the sunset. Remember, those are the parameters. Don't do it at midday. You know, you could have some damage if you did it then and if you did it too long. So start out with 10 seconds. Study the science, check it out, and you too may become more enlightened. Maybe your pineal gland will grow and you'll get certain gifts of the spirit that HRM and others have. So it's been a privilege being with you. Thank you so much. And until next week, take care, live in peace.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit heartcentertalkradio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week.